Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball towards center. Blair catches it and throws to first to double up Broemer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball towards left. Bevacqua settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bevacqua. Grich moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Grich moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Tidrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oates moves to third. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Buford steals second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a fly ball into left field. Babakwa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oates tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Bevacqua strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Del Unser now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oates. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Oates steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 2 in the game. Tidrow bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Blair reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson fires to first and has Chambliss trapped. There's the throw to Grich who tags Chambliss for the out. one out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oates hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Unser. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Davey Johnson. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.